Hey everybody around the world, thank you for tuning in to the Sunny Side Broken Glass. This is Sunshiny Day. So today I just want to talk about food struggle honesty, or food struggles really. I think it's something that needs to be talked about more in society, not necessarily the United States society, but definitely United States society, but like in society in general with our food. And how we consume food or don't consume food, or how we shame others for consuming food or not consuming food. Coming from being a person on the bigger side of life, especially with this pandemic hitting, I have totally gone back to my like fat ways of eating when I was a teenager, of like total comfort eating all my food. Which has not been healthy for me because it's put a strain on my body. It's put a strain on my veins. I've gained weight. When this whole pandemic started, I was hardcore vegan. And then because comfort is food and it's one of my biggest comforts, I started eating meat again the past 6 months. Not every day. Whenever I was like, oh, passing by some pizza that looked really good or some other things that I wanted to try. And I didn't, tell myself no, which was awesome because I felt like I was actually living again in a kind of way. But then I realized that I had trained my body to not be able to digest those things. And so now I'm struggling with trying to get that weight off again because my body just doesn't feel good about it. But I also think our food that we have, especially in the United States, is so bad for us, no matter what it is, because it's all chemicals, whether it's vegetables or meats. We have to make a difference. We have to be more consciously involved with our food and care about where it comes from, care about what kind of chemicals are put on it, whether they're natural chemicals or not. It affects our immune system. It affects our way our digestive system works. It affects all those things, But yeah, I've just been struggling because, one, I'm alone most of the time, and food has always been there for me in my life, and it's been my lover, my comfort, my saboteur, all the things that, we look for in other people sometimes. That's what food has always been for me. And so I guess I'm just making this podcast today to let you know that you're not alone in your struggles of food, no matter what the disorder might be, or if you're anorexic or bulimic, or your relationship with food isn't healthy. Like, you're not alone. I want you to know that you can reach out to me. We can talk. I'm sure we can find resources if, like, your situation is really serious and dire. I believe that everybody should have water and food every day, and that we shouldn't have to pay for it because it's a natural thing that we do. It's something that should be granted to us, not granted to us. It's something that should automatically be a thing of when you're born into the world, is getting food and water. Now, I'm not saying, restaurants can give free food out to everybody. I'm saying that, being able to get food should be accessible to everybody, and being able to get free clean water should be accessible to everybody. It was part of this planet before we decided to make a system of buying food and things like that. So why should we continue having to be like that? Especially now when we're all like really poor or really wealthy, depending on what spectrum we fall on since this whole pandemic. But yeah, if you've been struggling with food, you're not alone. I've been struggling with it really bad the past 6 months. Food has always been a struggle with me my entire life, but the past 6 months, it's really been thrown in my face, per se, so to say, because I'm doing a bunch of nothing and eating a lot. And here we are 6 months later, and I knew this was going to happen, where I was going to gain weight and be uncomfortable in anything I wore because, all my clothes don't fit again. And I don't have any big clothes because I got rid of all those because I'd started slimming down and I told myself I was not going to go back in that direction. And now we're at a point where I have to do something again. And I don't miss the feeling, but, it's a It's a learning experience. So tomorrow starts the mark of day one for me for the Master Cleanse. That will be another episode that I make probably sooner than later, since I'll be doing it. But encourage yourself to look at your relationship with food. Ask if you have a healthy relationship with food. How you can change it. How we can become more connected to our food as opposed to just shoveling food into our systems. It's not an easy task. It's a daily thing. It's something that you're never going to get an end goal to. It's just something that you always are going to have to like work at. Like I'm going to always have to work at. And it's something that I've realized is something that I'm accepting. And I think that we need to be more connected as a humanity in order for this to happen, for us to be more connected to our food. It's ridiculous that there's tons of us that are overeating, and I say us because I'm an overeater, while half the world is starving and can't get enough food just to like satiate their hunger. It saddens me, and you know, we've got to figure something out. We've got to go back local and take care of our communities. That's one thing that I really like about New Orleans is like, even as tough as things are right now, we're all taking care of each other, and it's really cool and an awesome feeling to be part of a community that takes care of each other. So I just wish you luck wherever you are. If you have any food questions, if you want to talk about food, no matter how the subject is, I'm here for it, because I used to deny the fact that I loved food and was like, no, food doesn't rule my world. When in fact, food rules all of our worlds. It just doesn't mean that we have to have it. It just means that we don't have to let it have total control. And I've realized that. And when you realize that food is our world, but it doesn't have to control you, it's kind of a freeing thought, you know? And we all have food issues. It doesn't matter who you are. I believe if you say you don't have a food issue, you're probably lying. Because then you're just, you know, you're just lying to yourself, really. It doesn't matter if you're lying to anybody else at this point. Because having a bad food relationship is just lying to yourself if you're lying about it. It's harming yourself more, I should say, than anybody else. So yeah, let's talk about food, y'all. We've got to like change our ways of how we produce food, how we mass produce meat. If we want to like stay on this earth, if we want this earth to still be here in 10 years, we've got to change our ways. And food is one of the biggest ways we can start by changing our ways. Until next time, remember to smile at somebody, smile at yourself in the mirror, give yourself a hug if you can't give anybody else a hug. Stay safe out there. Wear your mask when you're supposed to. I know it sucks, but do it. Remember to vote for blue. Get the orange out of the house. We'll see you later on the flip side. My name is Sunshiny Day. Love y'all.